These five things are we're talking about satisfaction. All these five things to give supreme satisfaction. In fact, Rupa Goswami says these five spiritual practices are sudden. Any one of them, swapam sparsha, a slight touch of any one of them can give perfection. If it's done, there's two criterion, because I asked my teacher about this. I said, how is it possible? It's saying swapam. It says swapam sparshanati. These panchanga, these five limbs of devotion, even the slightest swapa means slightest contact will give you bhava upajai. Bhav or love for Krishna will arise in the heart, manifest in the heart. And I'll tell you what those are. And he said, but there's conditions. You have to be nishta and you have to be near aparadi. Nishta means steady, concentrated, steady. Continuous, unbreaking. So now what are the five things? Panchanga Bhakti. These are the five most important limbs of devotion. One is Nam Sankirtan. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam. Klo Anasteva, Anasteva, Anasteva Gati Ranyata. This is Kali. It's Kali Yuga Nam. So he said Nam Sankirtan, or Bhagavat Shravan, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, or Sarasanga, or Thakurji Seva, Thakurji Tulsi Seva. And then Dhamvas, Matura Vasistali, living in the Dham. These are five things. So slight touch with any of these, but it has to be Nishta and Niraparadi. So Nishta means that you come to the Dham and say, Krishna, somehow after lakhs and lakhs of births and janams and so many species of life and so many planets, somehow I've been granted the privilege and the fortune and the gift and the mercy to live in your home. Dham means Krishna's home. Ram's home. Dwarkadish, Rukmini, Dwarkadish's home. That's Dham. Tirtha means a place of purification. Ganga Sagar Tirth. You go to Ganga Sagar, and Ganga Sagar Mela, and Magmas, and you bathe in Ganga Sagar, you get mukti. You go to Haridwar, Harikipuri, that's a Tirth. Like I said earlier, there's seven mukti dwaras in India. One is Mathura, one is Ayodhya, one is Haridwar, one is Kanchi, one is Benares. One is Ujjain, and that's six. Benares means Varanasi. And the seventh one, I forget, maybe Shiv Kanchi or Vishnu Kanchi. Powerful places. Ayodhya, did I say Ayodhya? Ayodhya Dham, that's seven. No, there's four Dhams. India, that concept, it's not very old, that concept of four dhams. It's only from Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya established these four deities and four directions to protect Hindu Dharma from the Gnostics. So the north direction is being protected by Badrinath. And the east direction is being protected by Jagannath. And the west direction is being protected by Dwarkanath. That's also Mukti Dwar. And the south direction is being protected by Rameshwar. It's actually Shiva. So that Rameshwar Pura, or Rameshwar Dham, is not a Mukta Dham, at least it's not one of the seven listed. A very powerful place, no doubt. But it's not listed in Shastras and Puranas as a Mukta Dwara. So those temples, although they're Vishnu temples and Krishna temples, they're established by Shankaracharya. And of course, Jagannath is, eternal. They're all eternal, but they were manifested in a very grand way during the time of Shankaracharya and established that maybe it's from some old Puranas also. Anyone who has Chardham Parikrama gets liberated. I don't know if that's his commentary or his statement or that's actually in Shastra. I can't say. But it's a well-known maxim in India. Well, before I die, I have a good pious Hindu who wants to have, especially a Vaishnava, wants to have Darshan or even non-Vaishnava. He's always, because they have a belief, and maybe it's true, I have not read it myself. If I see the four Dhams in this lifetime, I get liberated. Maybe true, I can't say. I haven't read. I haven't heard. But as far as the Mukti Dwaras, I have read the Sanskrit, and also that these what I said is that way. So this is not only a Mukti Dwara, Vrindavan Dham. And by the way, Navadvip is not mentioned there. Because Navadvip is a prachana. Prachana means it's a little hidden. It's a very sacred and special place to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But our sister, so-called sister organization, or sister, another group of Vaishnavas called the Madhvas, they consider Lord Chaitanya Bengali saint. So there's different ideas.